A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 23 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim, in this section of Arurim, the curses, lists off certain curses mentioned in the Torah that would apply to a person who speaks Lashon Hara, particularly on a consistent basis. In the words of the Chafetz Chaim, Levad kol halavim v'ha'asoyim, besides all the prohibitions and the positive commandments that we're supposed to be aware of and realize the tremendous violation that one has in speaking Lashon Hara, and how many of those different listed mitzvahs could apply on any given occasion, over al orur makei re'ehu basaser, he's also in violation of the statement in the Torah that says, cursed is a person who strikes his fellow in a hidden way. And we understand that Lashon Hara is a secret weapon. One can speak Lashon Hara about somebody, it looks so innocent, I'm just communicating, or the way some people say it, I'm just saying, I'm just expressing. And in reality, as we discussed in Perek Shira, in the spider analogy, one is creating a web of little threads, one more, one more, one more, until the item, or the person in this case, is actually caught. And what follows is that the spider spills out its digestive juices and literally is able to slurp the prey up because of the destruction that has occurred. Also innocent. You didn't have the fangs of the lion eating it up, but it was equally effective. And that's the example of striking one's fellow in a hidden way. The Chafetz Chaim continues and says, "Over gamken al orur mashka iver badorech." There's also a cursed be the person who puts a stumbling block in front of the blind person, which we understand not to be merely referring to a physically blind person, but anybody who doesn't understand the severity of an avera, of the kind of advice, of the facilitating that you are doing towards evil. And the same thing would apply both for the talker, who's luring the listener into the avera, as well as to the listener, who through their attentiveness is luring the talker into this avera. Basically, if we think about the concept of a shadchan, who puts two people together in a positive sense to create goodness, to create a bias neman be Yisrael, we have an equal application in the reverse for evil of a person who facilitates and puts different people together in order to do an avera. And finally, the Chafetz Chaim writes, there's an orur shlishi, a third curse that's stated regarding a person who's lo yokim es divrei haTorah hazos la'asos osam, a person who does not consider Torah something of the establishment, of the thing that we're supposed to support. And this is referring to a person who's not a one-time violator, an occasional speaker of Lashon Hara, but if the person is etzlo kamo hefker, he considers it like an easy thing to do, like it's not even part of Torah anymore, then he's considered a mumer ledavar echad, a violator on a specific item, and that is this third type of curse that would apply where the person is acting in extremely offensive manner. We like to give the analogy, if a parent walks into the room and sees that it's not tidy, and says to the child, please clean up the room. the child can have one of two responses. Either the child might say, you are my parent, it should be clean, but I'm not ready to clean it. I'm reading my book, I'm playing my game. And even though that's wrong, but that's something we could deal with. That's like a human component. But if a person says, you're not my parent, don't tell me what to do, that's the equivalent here of a person who creates this image in their own mind as if Torah doesn't have the right to tell them not to speak Lashon Hara, a person who is constantly in violation, and that's much more severe. If a person does wrong, they slipped, they acknowledge, they try to do tshuva, that's still in normal Bechira range. A person's free choice, and it's not always easy. We daven to Hashem for help. But we don't want to, chas v'shalom, slip in to this category of etzlo kamo hefker, where a person just does it because why not? Because that's far more severe. In conclusion of this introductory section of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim wonders, why is Lashon Hara indeed such a severe violation? And he points out, because this violation is an expression of all kinds of bad character traits. Achzarios, a person who's taking wrath out on people, Midas Hakas, his anger, and therefore this mitzvah gets its own special attention in the Torah. Lo Selich Rachil Ba'amecha, a person should not go tail-bearing. In the final words of the section, the Chafetz Chaim summarizes and says, Darashti heitev es hatarjag mitzvahs, I went through all 613 mitzvahs, and I recorded for you in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, hanaosim le'inyonenu, those which are applicable to our topic of Shmiras HaLashon. Keep in mind that the Chafetz Chaim was a talkative person by nature, and this Sefer is literally pouring out onto paper an expression of how one can make sure to use the power of speech in a kosher way. Thank you for joining, and Yasher Koach.